Welcome, everybody, and happy, is it just Tuesday? I don't know. Happy Tuesday to each and every one of you across the beautiful state of Wisconsin and beyond. It's a toasty one in Wisconsin. Hope you're staying cool. Don't worry. We'll get it heated up here on the radio. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a jam-packed show for you this afternoon. We're going to be joined by Mayor Cavalier Johnson. We're going to be joined by State Senator Dora Drake. We even have Attorney General Josh Call, super excited. He just won a massive case today. We're going to talk about that with the AG. And we've got a great guest to kick things off this afternoon. You're going to hang on just one second before I introduce him. We do want to break some news, as we are wont to do here on the Maggie Dawn Show. You had, again, a public official getting arrested in a kerfuffle with ICE agents. New York City Comptroller Brad Lander was arrested at an ICE court hearing or in a federal courthouse. I haven't been quite able to parse everything out. That happened early this morning. Trump making good on his threats to blue cities and local officials. And, of course, in the Mideast, the tensions between Iran and Israel, Israel's attacks ongoing against Iran. Where does this lead? What comes next? Does the U.S. have a role? I'm not exactly sure. Donald Trump is conducting foreign policy via social media. I don't get it. It's strange indeed. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But right now, I'm super excited to bring on a candidate for the U.S. Senate, not a candidate here in Wisconsin, a candidate in Iowa for the U.S. Senate. He is going to take on U.S. Senator Joni Ernst. Yeah, that Joni Ernst. And in case you forgot who this is Iowa Senator Joni Ernst. Let's take a listen to what she said to her constituents just a couple weeks ago who are expressing concerns about the cuts to Medicaid, Medicare, emergency food assistance, and basically everything that helps working Americans keep their heads above water in Donald Trump's big, brutal bill designed to give tax cuts to billionaires while taking food out of the mouths of babes. Take a listen.
Well, we all are going to die. So, for heaven's sakes.
For those that would like to see eternal and everlasting life, I encourage you to embrace my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The non-apology apology, I guess a thing for the senator from the great state of Iowa. Joining us is current Iowa State Representative J.D. Schulten. He represents District 1, and he has announced that he is going to be running against Senator Ernst. Welcome to the program, J.D. It's great to have you.
Thank you so much for having me, Maggie.
And we're going to get to baseball in due time. If you're watching this fine program on Civic Media's YouTube channel, you can see that Representative Schulten is joining us from a baseball diamond where he is in full uniform because he is playing this afternoon. Plenty of time to get to that. Insiders are saying that Senator Ernst may not, in fact, run for re-election. After you tell your constituents to go ahead, kick rocks and die, and then make fun of them because they are offended by your response with more offensive nonsense that does nothing to speak to the impact on regular working families in Iowa and places like Wisconsin. Yeah, I'd probably tell Senator Ernst that she might as well hang the cleats up, as it were, because she's toast. J.D., what's your message to Senator Ernst after what can be just termed as shocking language?
I mean, it was just all unnecessary. It was interesting because I wasn't planning on jumping in the race this early, and then I was debating about it, and then the town hall happened as I was going to a funeral for a family friend that Senator Harkin, who used to have that seat, was attending. And it was just at the funeral where you think about life, think about what you need to be doing. And it felt like a calling. And then the next day when she doubled down with that very disrespectful, quote unquote, apology, that's when I was like, game on. And so we launched on that Monday already because we got in the race. We've moved the needle. They said they moved it from a safe Republican seat to a lean Republican seat. It's just a start. and just very excited about our campaign.
Yeah, I, you're referring to the crystal ball. These are sort of election prognosticators. Wonk, again, had declared this Senate race in Iowa coming up in 26 to be safe. Now it's, likely Republican. JD, as I was reading up on Iowa internal politics, you are seen largely as a guy that can win contested elections against Republicans, and you're a Democrat that brings what I'm going to call common sense government reform as well as common sense values back to politics. Expand on that. Why do you think you can be the senator or whomever the Republicans may put up in 26?
So I've ran two congressional races in a district that Trump won by 27. So very uphill battles. We outperformed the top of the ticket in both of those races and in both my state house races. So I currently represent a seat that Trump won in the state house. And so I've overperformed every time. In 2018, we took a district Trump won by 27 and moved the needle 24 points. And so right now I'm the only Democrat in 42 counties in Northwest and North Central Iowa. And I like to consider myself a blueberry in a bowl of tomato soup.
A blueberry in a bowl of tomato soup. JD, I may have to use that one myself. That's a good one. Folks, we're talking with JD Scholten. He is currently a state representative in the great state of Iowa. He has declared his candidacy for Senate, U.S. Senate, going to run against Joni Ernst or whomever else the MAG has come up with in that race. JD, I think, you know, there are parallels that I can feel and see between the great state of Iowa and, of course, Wisconsin. One being that the states themselves are often viewed as indicators of the national consciousness. Of course, looking to the Iowa caucuses in the primaries, the entire political center of the universe becomes Iowa for a period of time. Wisconsin remains sort of the bellwether for those upper Midwest swing states. I see also great connections and similarities in the hardworking basic core values of decency, respect, and hard work between Iowans and Wisconsinites. Do you think Democrats such as yourself can defeat these multi-term Senate Republicans in a state like Iowa or here in Wisconsin in the case of Ron Johnson? And by the way, Ron Johnson also says offensive things all the time. So there's that parallel as well.
I'm well aware of Ron Johnson, unfortunately.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Well, I'm jealous of Wisconsin. I think Iowa has their backs against the wall for Democrats right now. We are geographically between South Dakota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin. I think politically, that's where we're at as well. And so 2026 is a big year for us. And it's, to me, like in a state like Wisconsin, a wave could get you in as a Democrat. In Iowa, we need a little bit more right now. And so that's why our grassroots campaign was so effective in 2018. We're going to bring that statewide now. And that's why a lot of the national forecasters, a lot of the local folks all think that, hey, this might be ripe for an upset if we do the campaign. I bought a used Winnebago RV in 2018 and just went nonstop. We have to fundraise now to bring that back. So if anybody wants to go to shortenforiowa.com, more than happy to take all the help we can get.
Yeah, let's plug that website one more time. That's Scholten 4. Is it F-O-R or the number 4? Scholten, F-O-R, Iowa.com. That's JD's new website for his campaign. Let's talk a little bit. Let's have a little bit of fun. It's summertime. The baseball season is in full, pun intended, swing here. You yourself are a tall guy pitcher. My dad is a tall guy pitcher with lots of not hard throws, but all kinds of finesse pitches. You're one of the only sitting legislators that has also played a professional game of baseball. Tell us about the day that happened, JD, because I was blown away. Talk about multitasking, my friend.
Yeah, July 6th of last year. So after my two congressional runs, I want to spend more time. And I know Wisconsin has good town team baseball. So does Minnesota. And my folks live up in the Minnesota. And so I played up there. And I was 9-0 when I got the call. I've been waiting for this call for 4 years. And at about one time a summer, a team like the Sioux City Explorers need a pitcher just to go out there and throw innings, just throw strikes. They don't care how hard you get hit, whatever. And they, I stepped in because they had a pitcher get hurt on 3 hours notice. And I went 6 2/3, threw 100 pitches, only gave up 2 runs, got the win. And they asked me to come back the next game in 5 days. We're up here in Fargo, and I pitched even better that day. And so I stood in the rotation the rest of the year. And because I'm the only state legislator to play professional baseball at the same time and the oldest person in league history to get a win, my jersey is in the National Baseball Hall of Fame.
Oh, that is so cool. So in case you missed any of that, last year, Representative Scholten, while he was a sitting legislator in the Iowa House of Representatives, was also a baseball player. He plays in independent baseball leagues, those community leagues like the Milkman that we've got here in southeastern Wisconsin, just like the Lake Country Dock Hounds. Yep, that's the league that JD plays in. And he got a call up to pitch a game while he was, you know, attending to his legislative duties, and did both in one day. And not only that, 6 2/3, 100 pitches, scoreless. That is good quality.
2 runs.
Two runs.
It was against the Milkman, so I apologize for your listeners.
I was getting there, but you had quite an outing, 100 pitches. My dad still gripes when I go to baseball games with him about the way that pitching has evolved in the major leagues, that guys just don't get to finish baseball games. In fact, I had an amazing discussion at the last Brewers game I was at with another fan about the beast that is CeCe Sabathia and the fact that this guy would... He used to pitch complete games. He was the only one I could think of sort of from the Brewers in the last decade or so. How many innings do you usually go, and what's your go-to pitch, JD?
Because things are different now, it's 5-6 innings for me, but we have a great bullpen, so then I let them take over. And they throw a lot harder than me, so it's a nice contrast. But I'm a sinker-slider guy, 6-6. I got a three-quarters arm angle. So that's my bread and butter.
JD, I'm going to put on my bucket list, see JD Scholten pitch game. So let me know, sir, when you are in town to play the Milkman again, and I will make sure my butt is in the chair. I might not be rooting for you, but I certainly want you to have a good outing. Do you mind if I tell folks how old you are, JD?
Not at all.
You keep doing it at 45. Are you still 44, 45 now?
45
years old. Pitching in the pros and legislating like a pro for the great people of the state of Iowa. I look forward to talking to you again sometime, JD, if you got time.
Absolutely. This is a pleasure.
It's all my pleasure. And folks, we've got Attorney General Josh Call up next. A landmark lawsuit. Big win for the Attorney General. We discuss it next. That bit of breaking news right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.